You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience, South Alabama Jaguars season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience, South Alabama Jaguars season preview. My name is Colby Swiggin' Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Yeah. Give me them vibes. Give me that mixtape, baby. There you go, Bob.
I think it's easy to see a tide turn.
How we doing, buddy? Let's talk South Alabama Jaguars.
Get more DJ in the booth there.
Yes, we can do this all day. All right, DJ Dundee on the ones and twos. Welcome to the land down under. Throw your hands up in the fucking air because the Jaguars, Patty C. G A or J A G
W I R.
Yes,
that's what it should be. Let's be honest. Or if we were in London and you were David Attenberg. Jaguars. No, what is it? Yeah, Jaguars.
Yeah. Look, they bring in a brand new head coach. I don't know that they needed to, but hey, this is a guy familiar with the program. I'm talking about the likes of Kane Womack. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I think you got that one right. Yeah. Tough one to mess up there.
And he comes in, brings in Major Applewhite as his OC, former Houston coach. Thought he got the raw deal at Houston. But you look back at South Alabama and they were a weird team last year out the gate. I was impressed by them. I just thought that, I thought just give the coach another year. Steve Campbell, I believe. Right. Joey Jones. No, Steve Campbell, I believe.
Really rough. Yeah. To cut him short like that, especially when you're seeing such improvement on the defensive side of the ball there.
I just thought, look, you're out the gates. You're 3-1, or 3-2. I'm sorry. And then you lose to Georgia Southern by 7. That's a respectable loss.
Yeah.
Even the Coastal Carolina game that was in Conway, somewhat respectable. Okay, then you kind of got your ass whooped. The chips were down, but it's a COVID season. You lose by 28 to Lafayette. But after that, you beat Arkansas State in the second last game. I just thought the guy was in. You just can't do that to the guy.
I mean,
he's a good football coach. Now, I that's not a diss against Womack, but I'm just saying, like, this is a guy who went 27-8 at Delta State, 33-15 at Central Arkansas. Yes, 9-26 isn't cutting it, but it was COVID.
Yeah, what
this is
expect?
A COVID season. Like, give the guy a fourth year. That's all I'm saying. Give him a fourth year.
This team, okay, has never had a winning season in their history, ever.
Well, I got news for you. I don't think it's happening this year. Although
at least in the FBS.
Yes. Yeah. But let's get to it. They are getting more experienced at the quarterback spot. Well, assuming that they start Jake Bentley, the former South Carolina quarterback that went to Utah and played at Utah, now at South Alabama. He's played at every team in the nation. And they still have Desmond Trotter, Mr. Trotter from My Cousin Vinny.
That's right.
The quarterback position, they're all right at. It's everywhere else on offense that I worry. They're only returning 2 of 5 starters on the offensive line, breaking in a new tight end in Lincoln Sefcik. They do have their receivers from a season ago. And actually, I actually like their receivers. Jalen Tolbert and Jalen Wayne, I think, are solid wideouts.
Yep.
The running back spot, they're breaking in new backs. What the hell am I looking at here offensively? This is a team that charted 112th in scoring offense. Maybe that's why they fired him. 98th rushing the ball, 46th passing the ball, charting at 95th overall. Yeah. Defensively, which is Womack's specialty, he's brought in Corey Batune to run that defense. The defense might be all right. They're bringing back 8 starters from a season ago. That's Womack's specialty. The defense might be all right.
Womack was there before in 2016, 2017, supposedly brought the 4-2-5 there. So maybe he got in good with administration.
Perhaps, but still look, 53rd scoring defense in the nation last year, 76 against the run, 104th against the pass, charting at 92nd overall.
That's not great either.
That's not great, but you're bringing back
Alabama guys. Give them a break. But yeah, I mean, obviously Womack did a great job in Indiana last year. Maybe they really thought that, hey, we got to take this opportunity while it's there.
Yeah. And I just feel like, you know,
three years is a very short leash.
Yeah. I thought they kind of passed the eye test early on, at least. I know the wheels kind of fell off, but I would have gave him a fourth year, but that's not Womack's problem. I think he could end up being a solid coach. I like what he did at Indiana. So now comes, I guess somewhat of a big first year for him. The win total. Well, first off, you have any recruiting rankings out there for?
I don't even have them pulled up yet.
Okay, so. Pull them up. But the win total's 5. I was a bit shocked when I saw that win total.
Yeah,
I thought, whoa, like I was expecting 3 or 4. This is a team that went 4-7 a season ago. Now, granted, they played 11 games, so you're only going to play one more game, so your chance to go to 5. But I think you're losing that many offensive pieces, breaking in a new offense, a new defense. I just think, and I think the Sun Belt is continuing to get better while South Alabama is one of the ones trying to figure it out. Yeah. I think when you look at it, I think Texas State is better. I think Troy is going to be better this year. I think Lafayette, Coastal Carolina are going to be what we saw last year. I think App State will be a little bit better than last year.
You said Southern Mississippi. Did you mention them?
Not yet. They're in this conference USA, but they are on the schedule. They are on the schedule.
Okay, yeah, that's.
But and I do think they'll be better.
Yeah.
So, but you go through Georgia State, where we're bullish on Georgia State this year.
Yeah.
I think most of the conference USA, or not the conference USA, the Sun Belt is getting better, and then you have ULM and South Alabama, and I actually like ULM's higher. I think ULM's gotten more of a proven commodity that we can say they are going to be better. I don't know if it'll be this. First month or two,
doesn't
but 2 years
much
from now,
more proven than a coach that almost went to the national championship as your offense coordinator, and then
a head coach that went undefeated at Auburn, right?
Yeah,
was that all 93, right? Or was it 11-1?
I think they were undefeated.
Yeah, I think they were undefeated too. I don't know. I just don't know what to make of this team, but let's go through the schedule. You got those
working on, I'll get to them in a second.
Okay. Yep. Well, look, out the gate, they're playing Southern Miss.
Yeah.
I liked what Southern Miss did hiring wise, bringing in Will Hall from Tulane.
Yeah.
I think Tulane has been
solid with Fritz.
They've been my boys lately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's a good hire. And I think now Southern Miss is going to pay. They're going to deal him a little bit of revenge.
Yeah.
Frank Gore Jr. running there in Hattiesburg. But I know this game is at South Alabama. So give me Southern Miss though in the upset week one.
I think so too. I mean, South Alabama 4-7 last year. So I think this is the type of game that they would win if they were to continue with the, same level of play that we got from them last year. But I think Southern Miss is going to improve. They were going through some serious turmoil.
Like four coaches in like 12 months or something.
Yeah.
And I think even at that, if you analyze last season, once, you know, they had a coach quit in the middle of the season, coach quit right before the season. So getting some stability there. This is a team that still almost beat Western Kentucky. They lost 10-7. They lost to UTSA 23-20. They played La Tech really well. I think they're just better than what, with a little stability, they're ahead of South Alabama in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, traditionally they have been significantly ahead of
South Alabama. So give me Southern Miss to get that first win.
Even in Mobile.
South Alabama then hits the road to go up to Scott Leffler and the Bowling Green Falcons, Patty. See, this is a South Alabama ass kicking. Give me South Alabama by 35.
I know we said this is one of the games that Bowling Green should be circling on their schedule if they want to try and get to their, what is it, 1.5 over?
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I think they're terrible. So South Alabama is the better team, even on the road, gets the win.
There you go. Then Alcorn State, who actually was, I mean, they punted on their season last year.
Yeah. 0-6 forfeits across the board.
But the year before they were the team to beat, I think, right? In that conference, I believe.
9-4.
Yeah. So even that could get tricky, but I think South Alabama will figure that out.
They won the SWAC championship and then lost the Celebration Bowl, but still very respectable from Alcorn State.
I got South Alabama though.
Yeah. They should be better.
2-1. I think things will be looking good. No, they won't, because Billy Napier's bunch come to town. And I don't think South Alabama can hang with the raging Cajuns.
I would say you're probably accurate in that assessment.
So they're 2-2, and then they go and take.
By the way, I got these recruiting rankings pulled up for you.
Let's take a break for a second.
They're not that impressive. Last 5 years: 116, 115, 126, 108, and 124. This year, not even charting yet. So. Pretty terrible recruiting. You'd figure down in Alabama with all that talent all around you, but so many other teams vying for it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of picking up the scraps.
So we got them 2-2 in the first four.
Yeah.
Then they're at Texas State. I'm kind of bullish on what Spavital is building there offensively.
I think we both watched them together a bunch last year.
And they shouldn't beat Boston College. I just think they're better than what their record indicates. Yeah. I think they're ahead of South Alabama. Now, South Alabama did beat Texas State by 10 last year, but I think this is a different team.
Brand new coach. Nest that is San Marcos.
I'm going Bobcats.
I think I have too, man.
It's in San Marcos.
Yeah.
So I got them 2-3, and then they're home to Georgia Southern.
That's an L. Thursday night.
Georgia Southern.
Short week against the triple option is never a good look.
Yeah. 2-4. Then they're at ULM, and this one is a 50-50 game to me, because ULM. I actually think I favor South Alabama because I think ULM is going to take more time.
They were so bad last year. Yeah.
So last year they beat them 38-14. And South Alabama takes down ULM. So that's 3-5?
Yeah. Four games left. Three and four.
3-4. Then they're home to Arkansas State. This is one you circle. If you want to bet that over.
Yeah.
This is a big one.
Is it, what do we say? It was 3.5.
No, the win total is 5.
5. Yeah. Holy smokes.
So this is an essential game for you. If you're going to win, if you're going to push even.
Yeah.
You got to win this game. If you can win this and Southern Miss, those are the two 50-50 games, but I'm going to take Arkansas State. If they put Jones' squads ahead of them,
Arkansas State 4-7 last year. And South Alabama did beat them by 7 points.
The wheels came off for Arkansas State
in Jonesboro too. So South Alabama this year, getting him at home. Oh, I don't know, buddy.
Be bold.
Let's give it to the Jags, buddy.
I'm on the Red Wolves. Then the following week they are at Troy. I think Troy is going to be improved. We talk about them 5-7 a season ago, but a lot of close losses. I think Troy will be improved. I think Troy's ahead of them.
Troy did beat them 29-0 last year in Mobile.
I'm taking Troy.
Yeah.
Then they're at App State, back to back away here.
Loss.
Then they go three games in a row on the road. Then they're at Tennessee. And then at home with Coastal Carolina. This team is on the under, and I think it's actually a great play on the under here. Because I think best case scenario, they're winning five. The best case scenario, they beat Southern, I guess six. I guess you could make a case for them. If they beat Southern Miss, Bowling Green, Alcorn State, then Texas State would be four. ULM, and then Arkansas State. Best case scenario, 6-6.
That's generous. That's
winning every like 50-50.
The best
game
year they've ever had in the FBS. How about Tennessee giving them that late November game?
That's classic SEC move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, playing FCS. I know they're not in the FCS, but they are FCS.
November's when it matters most, right?
So I mean, that's what look, and we know the SEC is the best conference, but I'm just saying the committee has said November wins mean more, and yet Alabama plays Mercer every November. Or you know, every SEC. I think Mississippi State gets Tennessee State this year in November.
Yeah.
Well, that's a clear cut advantage to me. Every team in the nation should be doing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this too. With Texas and OU joining the SEC, Tennessee is going to be looking for any win they can get.
Yeah. So maybe
you'll see more of this.
Maybe South Alabama joins the SEC.
That's right. Or this could be an annual rival on South Alabama schedule.
Or maybe Tennessee joins the Sun Belt. That's more likely, I think.
Right. 15 straight two win seasons in the SEC might intrigue them.
I'm on the under in South Alabama. You're on the under in South Alabama. I think it's a pretty good play.
Yeah, five seems like a lot.
I think it's a pretty darn good play. So give me that. And look, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe, because we're breaking down all 130 college football teams. There'll be a podcast for every single team in the nation, even some FCS, even some 2.0s of the FBS. So check those out and tell a friend. And also make sure you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because, you know, I mean, we talk college basketball year round over there. So, I mean, look, if you South Alabama's had a decent program, they've had years where they were all right in basketball. I'm serious. They have a decent basketball program. It's been better than their football program, in my opinion. So Richie Riley, you know, entering year three, they've made the tournament before, Patty C. All right. Look, they made the tournament in 2006 and 2008, Patty C.
Boom.
South Alabama. That's
pretty impressive.
They've actually made it like seven times, dude. So give it up for the Jaguars, but we'll have you covered. We talk college basketball year round over there. We'll break down every single team in the Sun Belt over there as well. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick. We're over 500 picking against the spread every Division I football and basketball game for the past 4 years.
Just
each and every season over 500 as a collective, but also independently for each sport. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app, which you can download for free at the App Store or Google Play Store. Not only will you get that, you'll get all of our episodes. We just had Phil Steele on. We had Randy Cross on, Super Bowl champ. I mean, we've had so many guests, Theismann, Bill Burr, Mike Leach on all the time. So check that out. You'll get all that for free, and you'll get
looking for a
articles.
Good laugh, yeah, you know, and some sports knowledge. We got you covered.
Exactly. And if you download that app, make sure you give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. And if you do that, take a screenshot with your phone, find me on Twitter at the Colby D and show me that screenshot, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Yes. At the Colby D, give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. And also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, for the old quarterback sneak.
Let me bootleg. Ask you this, buddy.
What's that?
South Alabama as a program. Any potential here, or is it just too far down the list?
What's crazy is UAB left playing football for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they still
came back.
They couldn't capitalize on that. Or maybe they did capitalize by going to two bowls, but yeah, sure. There's potential.
You never know. Maybe we see the Big 12 merge with the Mountain West, and then the AAC says, "Hey, we're going to take in the Sun Belt." And then boom, South Alabama has a little come up.
I think there's potential, sure. Why not?
Alabama's a talented football state.
Dude, if you can win, like Southern Miss had success for a long time.
Yeah.
Alabama fans will tell you that. They beat them twice.
That's right.
Right? Why can't South Alabama be Southern Miss of the 90s and 2000s?
That's right. Every state needs a number three, and that spot is up for grabs. Go get it.
Yes. All right, folks. We're both on the under with the Jaguars, but we're interested to see what Womack can do. I think it was a decent hire. So this is the college football experience, South Alabama style. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.